Now, it's in Isaiah. We know Isaiah being a wonderful prophet. A lot of prophecies in Isaiah have been fulfilled. So chapter 1, verse 1 says, "These visions concerning Judah and Jerusalem came to Isaiah, son of Amoz, during the reign of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, all kings of Judah." And we pick up the scripture, Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 through 20. Hear the word of the Lord, New Living Translation. "Listen to the Lord, you leaders of Israel. Listen to the law of our God, people of Israel. You are just like the rulers and the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. I am sick of your sacrifices, says the Lord. Don't bring me any more burnt offerings. I don't want the fat from your rams or other animals. I don't want to see the blood from your offering of bulls and rams and goats. Why do you keep parading through my courts with your worthless sacrifices? The incense you bring me is a stench to my nostrils. Your celebrations of the new moon and the Sabbath day and your special days for fasting, even your most pious meetings, all are sinful and false. I want nothing more to do with them. I hate your festivals and sacrifices. I cannot stand in the sight of them. From now on, when you lift your hands in prayer, I will refuse to look. Even though you offer many prayers, I will not listen. For your hands are covered with the blood of your innocent victims. Wash yourself and be clean. Let me no longer see your evil deeds. Give up your wicked ways. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Help the oppressed. Defend the orphan. Fight for the rights of the widows. Come now, let us argue this out, says the Lord. No matter how deep the stain of your sins, I can remove it. I can make you as clean as freshly fallen snow. Even if you are stained as red as crimson, I can make you white as wool. If you will obey me and let me help you, then you will have plenty to eat. But if you keep turning away and refusing to listen, you will be destroyed by your enemies. I, the Lord, have spoken. And may God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word in Isaiah." You know, prayer. We talk a lot about prayer. But when a king grants an audience to a citizen of his kingdom, the subject will often approach the throne, bow low, using languages that acknowledges the king's authority. Likewise, when we talk to God in prayer, we are coming into the presence of the King of Kings. And we must always remember that although God delights in our prayers, and invites us to speak intimately with him, he is holy and absolutely righteous. Therefore, our approach to God must always begin with recognition of who he is and a confession of who we are. That's why what we call the Lord's Prayer is so special. It gives us an outline how to do that. Our Father, which art in heaven. Have a good day.